Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is clear and pleasant. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying bright skies, while Haifa and Eilut are slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. It's a lovely day to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, a historic disarmament deal has been reached involving Hamas. Former President Trump announced the deal, which includes the disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has demolished Hezbollah tunnels beneath southern Lebanon's Beaufort Ridge. In a separate incident, video footage shows dozens of Haredi males attacking off-duty troops and border police in Jerusalem. Also this hour, from the Forward, the Student Workers Union at Columbia University has withdrawn its demand for the university to divest from Israel. This marks a significant reversal for the union. Separately, I-24 News states that the U.S. has completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran. This follows 6 days without any strikes. Reports indicate that President Trump is considering a major military response against Iran. And finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights the Royal Commission's focus on the arts sector in Sydney. The Commission is examining frameworks to counter anti-Semitism across various sectors. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman, a security analyst, posting just minutes ago, expressed skepticism about Hamas's pledges to disarm. He argues that the organization prioritizes its own survival over the welfare of Gaza's population. Lieutenant Col. R. Peter Lerner, posting earlier today, commented on the historical context of negotiations between Israel and Hamas. He noted that Nikolai Mladenov, a former UN official, was effective in managing the situation. Lerner remains cautiously optimistic about the latest developments. Jonathan Schanzer, a Middle East analyst, posted an hour ago. He described the disarmament announcement as an enormous development and is eager to see how Hamas leaders respond from their bases. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the disarmament deal announced by former President Trump. According to the Jerusalem Post, the agreement involves significant concessions from Hamas, aiming to bring lasting peace and security to the region. The deal marks a pivotal step toward reducing tensions, though its implementation remains to be seen. Turning to the IDF's demolition of Hezbollah tunnels reported by the Times of Israel, the operation at Beaufort Ridge is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hezbollah's military infrastructure. This action reinforces Israel's commitment to securing its northern border amid rising regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Forward reports on the Columbia University Student Workers Union retracting its divestment demand. This reversal could influence similar movements on other campuses and highlights the complexities of university policies on international issues. In related news, the U.S. strikes against Iran, as covered by I-24 News, signal a potential escalation in military engagement. This comes as President Trump weighs further actions against Iran, which could shift the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. Finally, the Australian Jewish News outlines the Royal Commission's focus on combating anti-Semitism in the arts sector. This initiative in Sydney aims to create inclusive frameworks across government and educational institutions, impacting community relations positively. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Meta's significant investment in AI has caused a 91% drop in free cash flow. This raises questions among investors about the long-term financial impact on the company. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a real estate challenge, with 350,000 students facing a shortage of dormitories. Rising rents and limited housing options are pushing the market to adapt quickly. And finally, Globes reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu has spent 2.7 million shekels of public funds on his private homes. This spending has sparked discussions on the use of public money for private expenditures. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.